Light music. Narrator. Orderly rows of attached 3- to 4-story housing line the blocks of dense residential neighborhoods. These structures often run the entire block and are frequently located on narrow streets. The design of a row house can vary from city to city. Row house construction is unique and presents a variety of tactical considerations that must be utilized to prevent serious injury or death to firefighters. Daniel Troxell, Captain, Truck Company 13, DC Fire and EMS. Even though these are the most common fires we fight in this department, they are the most dangerous fires we fight. Fires spread quickly, it's unpredictable, you have to deploy units to cover multiple areas in the building to ensure that the fire doesn't extend, the fire doesn't overwhelm and trap other firefighters operating in the building. Because in any given situation, you have firefighters operating on multiple levels in the building all doing different jobs, and if you don't deploy them correctly and everyone doesn't do what they're supposed to do, things can go bad really quickly. Music fades. Female firefighter engine 10, truck 13 box. Bell rings, intense music, alarm sounds. Indistinct voice on loudspeaker. Series of shots of firefighters putting on their protective gear. Various shots of firefighters running to and entering fire trucks. Intense music continues. Alarm sound continue. Male firefighter company 10, responding. Siren begins sounding. Fire trucks leave the firehouse. Shot from atop fire truck program title appears. Narrator. Challenges and tactics for fighting row house fires. This video will explain how pre-incident planning and the use of 6 proven tactics can reduce the risk of injuries and deaths. Music fades. Anthony Kelleher, Deputy Fire Chief of Training, DC Fire and EMS. Being the Deputy Fire Chief of Training, one of the things we've done over the last year and a half is really push hard on our members learning building construction and fire behavior as well. Specifically in row houses, the big thing we encounter in our city is just the varying set UPS or layouts of the homes and then the construction types. Light music. Narrator. Row houses usually have 3 to 4 stories in the front and 4 to 5 stories in the rear. Many have been renovated, others remain vacant and in disrepair. The typical row house exterior includes narrow windows, a front stoop, second and third floor bay windows, and some have a sloping roof. The inside of row houses often include narrow, straight-run steep stairs, long, narrow hallways, and walk-out basements, cellars, or both. Below-grade rooms can contain utilities such as gas and electric. These rooms can also be used for storage, and in many cases, may not be accessible from the first floor. It is not uncommon for multiple people to occupy a row house. Several family members may reside in the building or a family may occupy a single floor. Single room occupancy may also involve people living in the basement with exterior access to upper floors such as steps sealed off. Anthony Kelleher, Deputy Fire Chief of Training, DC Fire and EMS. Most of our city has ordinary constructed 100-plus-year-old row homes, but the outlying areas of our city and then some areas that have been revitalized contain lightweight row homes construction. So, we've made a concerted effort to continuously push that out in training. Big thing is understanding the coordination of attack. Narrator. Understanding the unique features of row houses in your jurisdiction is critical to reducing the risk of a firefighter dying or becoming seriously injured. Community risk assessment does include pre-incident planning. Jim Sheehan, Captain, Engine Company 16, DC Fire and EMS. Doing community assessment is very important when we're talking about row house fires and fires in general. On runs outside of those fires, we're paying attention to the community we're running. So, if it's a younger neighborhood, we know there could be kids and that's a priority. Or if it's an older neighborhood, we know that the building construction may be somewhat original or the wiring may be original and the people may not be as mobile. So, getting out and seeing the community really helps give us a good grip on a community assessment as well as building construction in the process. Music fades. Murray Laughlin, Investigator, NIOSH Firefighter Fatality Investigation and Prevention Program. The first resource on the scene should conduct a 360-degree size-up and risk assessment. Dramatic music. If the 360-degree size-up cannot be completed, it needs to be communicated to get resources to side Charlie. The 360-degree size-up and risk assessment helps determine the number of stories, identify any life safety issues, the location of the fire, the presence of a basement, the types of construction, and access points on side Alpha and side Charlie. Narrator. The following tactics can keep you safe while fighting a row house fire. These tactics are not prioritized and may happen at the same time during fire ground operations. Tactic 1, if the fire is in a middle unit, resources, including a rapid intervention crew, should be deployed to side Charlie for size up and risk assessment. If the fire is in the basement or first floor, consider fire extension to the upper floors. If the fire is in an end unit, you can quickly size up the unit and deploy resources without having to go through another interior unit. As you size up the row house, be sure to consider renovations that have been made, remain aware of the floor plan in the structure and the fire location to deploy hose lines effectively. Avoid the exhaust portion of the fire's flow path and avoid areas of the row house prone to structural collapse. Tactic 2, fight the fire on the level of the fire. An exterior attack may be the most effective initially. Control the fire with a charged hose line to protect the firefighters conducting the search. For a basement fire where access is limited, flow water through a window or other opening. For a basement fire where there is full access, flow water through the doorway. If the structure is sound, make entry and finish extinguishing the fire. Access side Charlie through an alley or adjoining row house. Be sure the backup hose line is stretched and charged. When below grade areas cannot be reached due to high heat conditions or potential for floor collapse, use a wide fog cellar nozzle or piercing nozzle to control the fire. Piercing nozzles or cock loft nozzles should be used for flowing water into void spaces or attics. Tactic 3, during a ventilated situation, tactical ventilation should only be conducted when effective water has been applied to the fire. Consider horizontal and vertical ventilation options. Uncoordinated ventilation can result in creating a flow path and fire growth. Tactic 4, in conjunction with the incident's tactical objectives, also send resources to protect inside exposures, Bravo 1 and Delta 1. Tactic 5, to check for extension, send resources and charged hose line to floors above, including attic or cock loft. Leveled floors or open spaces can allow fire to spread horizontally across the row house. Tactic 6, position ground ladders to all upper floors and roof, using caution around utility wires. Avoid resting ladders on possibly compromised porch roofs or window awnings. Music ends. Light music begins. Antoine Hines, Lieutenant, Engine Company 10, DC Fire and EMS. Myself, my company, we run a lot of row homes, so we do a lot of practice to perform an offensive attack. To extinguish any fire, whether it be in a basement, or a row home, the attic cock loft or second floor bedroom. We're here to do a job effectively and efficiently, so we make the best of every chance we get. Narrator. Firefighting operations for row houses must consider a number of factors. Safe and successful row house firefighting employs the tactics explained in this video. The information provided in this video is intended to help firefighters operate safely and make sure everyone goes home. Light music continues. NIOSH would like to thank for following agencies and individuals for making this video possible. Asterisk District of Columbia. O Office of Cable Television, Film, Music, and Entertainment. O Fire and Emergency Medical Services Department, DCFD. Asterisk John A. Donnelly, Senior, Fire and EMS Chief. Asterisk Anthony, Tony, Kelleher, Deputy Fire Chief, Director of Training. Asterisk Engine Company No. 10, Platoon No. 1 and 3. Asterisk Truck Company No. 13, Platoon No. 1 and 3. Asterisk engine company number 16, platoon number 2. Asterisk truck company number 17, platoon number 2. Asterisk battalion chief Brian Bastinelli, Bureau of Fire, City of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Asterisk assistant chief Larry Schultz and Captain George Wallace, Fire Station 27, C Shift, Anne Arundel County Fire Department, Maryland. Asterisk Vice President and Executive Director Steve Kerber and Research Director Dan Madrazikowski, ULRI, Fire Safety Research Institute. Asterisk NIOSH Division of Safety Research. O. Sydney Webb, Health Communication Specialist. O. Suzanne Marsh, Health Statistician. O. Murray Laughlin, Safety and Occupational Health Specialist. O. Thomas Hales, Medical Officer. Asterisk Video Coordination, Logistics, and Production. O. Potomac Haven Incorporated. O. Focus Video Communications. O. Stater 911 Communications, LLC. O. Neon Lines. O. Annie Adkins Designs. O. Gents Marateam, Compass Realty. Asterisk residents of the Trinidad neighborhood in Washington, D.C., for their cooperation and patience during the filming of the video. Light music continues. Music fades. This video was produced by National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. Delivering on the nation's promise, safety and health at work for all people through research and prevention. www.cdc.gov/niosh